Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Thor Explorations, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol THXPF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Segun Lawson. Now, Segun, we're following up on news that broke late last week, July 30th, announcing the first gold pour at the Segilola Gold Project in Nigeria. Now, this is clearly a big stepping stone for the company. You were anticipating first gold pour by the end of July, and you hit that time frame. Say, Segun, take us through the build now that you are pouring at this Segilola project. What does that mean for investors and the production metrics around that, please?
Okay. First of all, thanks so much for having me back on, Shad and Corey. Yes, end of last week was a huge milestone for us, the biggest one, I should say, we've ever had, having that first gold pour. Obviously, something we've been working towards for since we acquired the project in August 2016, but also since we started construction on the 1st of March last year. To build this project largely on time and well within budget, we're extremely happy about. And now we're really looking forward to the next few weeks where we're ramping up the project and trying to get to the full production state of commercial production in September. So that's where we are now. The team is extremely happy. All the various stakeholders and contractors involved, I'm extremely happy with delivering this project frame they did and within the budget.
So Segun, can you just remind everybody what the production forecasts are for this gold project and also some of the estimates in terms of costs that you guys are running? What are your margins going to be?
Yeah, so it's a high grade project first and foremost. It's grading just over 4 grams per ton. Which means, you know, that is one of the key factors in us having a low all-in sustaining cost for the life of mine. So we can produce gold for the life of mine, the current life of mine at $685 per ounce. We're currently projected to produce about 85,000 ounces per year.
So then, Segun, what else is it going to take? How is this mine going to be ramping up? What are some of the steps, some of the news releases that investors should keep an eye on just in terms of this production front?
Yes. So over the next 6 weeks, you know, we're ramping up. What we're doing over the first week, we're obviously continuing to optimize the plant, making sure it runs as we hope it's supposed to run, as it's designed to run, passing waste material through. And then we're going to start with low grade ore, you know, around about 1 gram per ton. And then increase that, you know, incrementally on a weekly basis till we get to, you know, the desired throughput rate and the desired throughput grade. And we're expecting that to be sometime in early September.
Well, now, Segun, as you continue to ramp up at Segilola, you know, the first question that many investors will have is, you know, how quickly can you replace the ounces you're mining and can you grow the operations? Is there plans to get some exploration going around Segilola in the near future?
Certainly. That's one of our key strategies. You know, we think Segilola, as it stands, is essentially still an exploration play. So there is an underground component that needs to be developed and taken further. We will be doing that next year. But in the meantime, we have been advancing exploration in parallel as construction since the beginning of the year. And when I say that, I mean we have defined some drill targets through soil geochemistry, through geological mapping, through trenching. And we've just kicked off on a 10,000 meter drill program on some of these targets. That drill program is going to be running from now through to the end of September. And, you know, we're quietly excited and, should I say, nervously excited about what we're drilling here, because, you know, any ounces here will be hugely game changing for us. You know, they're open pit ounces, they're within the existing mining license and within the existing exploration license. They're truckable distance. There's no capex requirement. And, you know, these ounces will essentially go to the bottom line. So, you know, that's going on in parallel. We hope to have the first set of drill results out in September, probably in the second half of September. And that will go nicely, you know, straight after the commercial production of the mine.
Now, Segun, that is a great point that if you can build this sort of hub and spoke model where you can bring in satellite deposits and bring them to the mine, the sunk costs have already been done at the mine, so they are very accretive. Are there any targets that stand out to you out of the ones you're going to be testing here? Is there any that you've been looking at for a while, or that the soil or geochem work turned up some good results so far that you're excited about?
Yes, we're excited by two targets, but I say this nervously because I have been burnt in the past by getting excited over drill targets. But you know, we've painstakingly worked up these targets. It's not something that we've just come up with over the last few weeks. You know, we started this in late January, I believe, and you know, we've taken various phases of exploration. And these are almost what I would call high-resolution drill targets. So, you know, generated targets from geophysical data, ground truth them, done some geological mapping on them, done some soil geochemistry, we've trenched them, and the results in all those five stages have been extremely attractive. And then the cherry on top would be for these drill holes to intersect. So, look, we're should I say, nervously excited about this drilling program here.
So, Shagun, my understanding is these targets that are going to be drilled with this 6 to 10,000 meters, they have never been drilled before. So this has a potential of new discoveries. What's the strategy going to be for attacking these targets since they haven't been drilled before? 6 to 10,000 meters, that's a large program to initially go after new targets. How many holes in each target? What's the overall strategy?
Yes, so they vary. You know, like I said, you know, at Segilolo itself, we do believe we'll be at some point in the future transitioning to an underground. That underground material could supplement the open pit program and could also extend the mine life. But what I think the game changer here would be finding additional open pit material within a trucking distance. And that's what the strategy is here. So, you know, we studied the area comprehensively. Geologically, we think we're in a very prospective area on the schist belt. We think it's very unlikely, from a geological point of view, that Segilola is there in isolation. And the strategy is now to start transitioning these targets into ounces. These 6 to 10,000 meters, I say 6 to 10,000 is because we're doing a minimum of 6,000. If the results are encouraging, we do have a budget to increase the program to 10,000 meters. But this is spread over three initial drill targets, which average about 2,000 meters per target. And the average depth, we're doing 60 and 90 meter holes across the 2,000 meters on each target. So that's what the program's looking like.
Well, now, Shagun, let's rotate over to another project the company holds where you're doing some exploration work and have a parallel drill program going on, and that's over at your Douta project in Senegal. You had done some exploration drilling in the past there at three main prospects, the Makossa North, Makossa Tail, and the Maka. But what is the plan for this 15,000-meter program that you have ongoing currently?
Okay, so the good news, we've just finished the 15,000 meters, and that was spread across doing some infill in Makossa Tail, extending Makossa North by a kilometer, and then there was a gap between Makossa and Makossa Tail, which we jokingly and temporarily called Makossa Bridge, and we put some meters in there. That program's all been completed. Drill results are imminent, and we're hoping we can get them in the next 7 days, and we'll be looking to press release the first set of drill results, and then the final set of drill results, probably from Makossa North, will probably come in, in a couple of weeks' time. So in August, we expect to have all the drill results back from Senegal. This is all going into the maiden resource statement that we're working up, and where the next milestone in Senegal is having that maiden resource.
What's possible for that maiden resource then, Shagun? There a goal that the company has for where you want number of ounces to come in?
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot. But look, we would very much like to break 1 million ounces. I don't know if we'll get there, but we in and around that number is where we would like to be. Obviously, we're pretty spoiled by Segilola being such a high grade. This project we have in Senegal is a much lower grade project, but it's much larger than Segilola in terms of ounces. So yeah, to answer your question directly, we're hoping to land around about that 1 million ounce mark.
Okay. So there's a lot going on with the company then. One drill program that just wrapped up, one that just started, maiden resource coming out, and more news, I assume, on the production front. Give us a little summary then of where investors need to be looking, what they should be expecting for news flow out of the company in the near term, please.
Yeah. So, I mean, I see four key pieces of news. The first one is ramping up successfully into commercial production. That's a significant one. That's what's going to underpin a lot of the value that we're going into to cash flow. So that's, we're aiming for early September for that. Prior to that, we will have the remainder of our drill results from Senegal. Investors should look out for that, which will feed into a maiden resource that will probably come in just after commercial production. And then, you know, what we're excited about that we discussed earlier, we have the drilling that's ongoing in Nigeria. And we should start getting those first set of drill results in, I would say conservatively, you know, 5-6 weeks time. So there's a lot of news flow coming on across both projects, across both countries. You know, after we hit this milestone of maiden resource in Senegal, we will be looking to go back after the rainy season and start advancing this project through. We don't want to be just seen as a single mine or single project company. We think there's significant potential to build our second mine organically, and we'll be looking to do that in Senegal as well.
Okay. Chegun, thank you for this update. There's a lot going on with Thor Explorations and very exciting to get that first gold pour at Segulola. But again, sounds like there's a number of catalysts coming, so we'll follow along. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Chegun, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Chegun, thanks again for the update. Keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you very much, guys.